Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. Today is May 14th, 2023, and I just want to come on briefly, quickly to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you who mother. And I'm led to say and deal with the fact that I want to move away from celebrating just the quote-unquote traditional mother, you know, the mother who was born a woman, the mother who has done it the way society has taught us to do it all these years. Be the girl, grow into the young lady, grow into the one who gets married to a man and starts her family and mothers her children and does all that she does. Yes, I want to salute you for doing the doggone thing day in and day out. I myself am a mother who has done the damn thing day in and day out for 28 years. Yes, I want to salute you as well. But I also want to give credit where credit is due to those who are not the traditional mother, those who still mother and still nurture and still love unconditionally, and you don't look like your typical accepted mother that our society wants to give credit and honor and observe as mother. I want to this day honor you all, regardless of what you look like, regardless of how you came into this situation, how you came into calling yourself mother. It matters not to me. It is none of my business. But I want to honor you because you take life. You have taken life, and you have loved it, and you have nurtured, and you have been there for the tears and been there for the sicknesses, and been there for the accomplishments and the milestones and everything in between. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. You have been there for it all. And you continue to show up for it all. And no matter how society looks down on you or tells you that you're not the one and you shouldn't be the one, I'm telling you thank you. I'm telling you do the damn thing. And continue to do the damn thing because you know it's deep within your soul to do it. Because you have chosen this path and you are making it work for those children in your life. You are making it work for those children in your household, whether you're a foster mother, whether you're an adoptive mother, however way you came into being a mother, I honor and I salute you. And I'm telling you to press on and press forward. I'm telling you that even with the penis, if you are nurturing as a mother, Happy Mother's Day to you. Yes, I said it. And I think it's time that more of us say it. It's time that we get out of our ignorance. It's time that we get out of this silly tradition of what mother should look like, should be like, how she should be identified. F all of that. Be the mother that you were created to be with all your heart, all your strength, all your being. And to you children, don't you dare hang your head low because your mother doesn't look like the mother that all your friends look like, because your mother isn't identified the way all your friends' mothers are identified, because your mother doesn't fit the mold that we have said all these years a mother should fit. You hold your head up high. You congratulate. You love. You support. You honor your mother. You do it. It's not going to take me 30 minutes to say this. It's not going to take me 30 minutes to get it out of my system. It is plain as day. Do it. You have what you have. Because this person is in your life making it happen. You have what you have. You are who you are because this person is in your life making sure you are fed, clothed, bathed, taken to where you need to be taken, done for what needs to be done for you every single day. Monday through Sunday, 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. Making it happen for you and your siblings and the neighborhood kids and the nieces and nephews and the grandkids. Yes, this person is there in your life. And whether or not you appreciate every single moment, every single decision, you need to show honor. You need to show love. You need to show gratitude. Because had it not been for this person, where would you be? Yeah, we used to sing that song in the church. If it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If it had not been for this person mothering you on your side every single day, where would you be? Yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, well, I just go over here and I just go over there. And maybe that's what you had to do. But whoever is filling that gap, whoever is filling that void, whoever is standing in those shoes, honor, respect, and gratitude is due. And not just today. 7 days a week, 24/7, 365. Or 364, depending on the calendar you go by. I don't care. They deserve it. Having a conversation with my husband this morning about this very thing. How you are mothered and who is choosing to mother you is none of my business. And I have no right to make you feel bad or the person who is mothering you feel bad because I'm not paying one bill, one mortgage, one rent, one gas bill, one light bill, one water bill to keep you going. I'm not buying the groceries for that household. I'm not taking you back and forth to school. I'm not going into debt so that you can go to college. I'm not doing any of that for you. But the person who's standing in those shoes is making it happen. And you, my friend, need to give gratitude. My mother is no longer here, hasn't been here for 13 years on this side of the veil. I didn't agree with everything she did, everything she said while raising me. But you better know for certain she was honored. As the person who gave me birth, and the person who reared me and helped me to become the person I am today, yes, she got it. And I still honor her. Even though I don't necessarily get into the buying of the flowers and all the monetary stuff that comes along with this day, but honor absolutely, abso-freaking-lutely every single day. And to you mothers, whether you think you're successful, whether you think you've done it all right, whether you think you've made all the right decisions and choices along the way, you know you have it. But if you are doing your very best every single day for that child or children, the very fact that you bore them for 9 months and you pushed and you sweated, and you cried, and you screamed, and you hollered to pop them out of your belly. You deserve it. And if you didn't do all that, but you opened up your home, and you continue to give guidance and support and love unconditionally, and yes, even discipline, you are to be honored. So on this day, stand proud because you've done it and you're doing it. Stand proud because you don't get thanked every day. You don't even get I love yous every day. You don't get a, I appreciate you every day. You don't. We don't. But when all is said and done, and you know, and I know that I've done my level best, that is all that I can do. That is all that you can do. So to all of you mothers, and I'm not going to even say how they try to say mother figures, F all that. All of you mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. And with that, peace and blessings to you all.